You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
Hey everybody, this is Justin, aka The Painted Man. I'm here to welcome the Post-Traumatic Church Disorder to the Farsighted Network. So, I just wanted to do a brief little intro to let you know I've been talking for 2 months about putting all the back episodes of Post-Traumatic Church Disorder on the network, and they will be on farsightedblog.com and on the network soon, looking at this weekend. But Chuck had just sent me over a couple days ago an announcement and shorter episode. You probably heard the teaser that we put out with him last week. And this one is kind of just an update on his plan. So listen up, and it'll let you know just what to do and how to check him out and when he'll be back with official episodes. And until then, welcome Chuck. Welcome Post-Traumatic Church Disorder. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to add you to the network. So lots of great stuff. And sorry I'm stuffy and sound a little bit all groggy this morning, but that is what it is. So take care, y'all. And here's Chuck.
No, so what I was saying was that literally, it's not like I have a huge amount of black mold growing, like, on everything in my room where I could have died that would have justified, like, that would have justified the, like, very public meltdown on Twitter.
Are you saying had that been the case, but this is not the case?
Had that been the case, then one could argue that, like, the ends may have justified the means, like, you know.
Right, but
that room was a ticking time bomb. Like, if that mold had touched that other mold, everything would have exploded.
But this room isn't that bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's clothes and, like, empty, like, pans and bottles. It's not. Right. And, like, the clothes are clean.
And just about the same stuff I've seen in here since I was about 13 years old.
Yeah, right. Like, it's, you know, it's messy. Like,
It's evolved on the surface. You could definitely tell a different Chuck lives here now.
Yeah, but, you know, I have ADHD. Remembering to clean my room is, like, a monumental task, even on my meds. Especially if, like, if I have other things to do, mm-hmm. You know, I'm in the middle of doing schoolwork, so it's like, oh, you know, I gotta, you know, write this assignment, I gotta, you know, blah, 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 but, so I just don't think about it, but.
Gotcha.
But what I'm saying is, if there were, like, you know, two hypothetical types of mold, you know, that we're about to touch each other that could cause an explosion.
Right.
I feel like that we could say that the ends justified the means here.
Oh, yeah.
If my brain was just tricking me to clean my room.
Gotcha.
Because I had to, like, clean things up a little bit to set up what I think, frankly, is a dope podcasting setup here. With these two chairs and the fridge,
you know what,
with the beer in it,
I really dig it. It's a very hospitable environment in the sense that I'm sitting comfortably on this chair, and I have access to beer right at my feet.
I'm saying
it is pretty great. So, what is the thing that made you justify cleaning your room? Why are we where we're at right now?
Why are we where we're at right now?
Yeah.
So
we'll kind of break everything down, but just in a general, you know, synopsis, why are we here?
I either made what will be remembered as will likely be remembered mm-hmm. as a relatively public mental breakdown and becoming an atheist, or something that will be remembered as like very romantic in a of the time kind of way.
Okay. now you've intrigued me. Now keep in mind, I know what you're about to hear, so I'm about to learn with you, and that is what.
We just have a conversation.
Oh.
We don't need to, let's just not fucking explain it. Let's just fucking do it.
Okay. All right.
It'll sound more natural, and it'll sound better.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries.
So give me like where this came from, like kind of like the mindset you came from, I guess.
Yeah.
So I called you a quarter past two.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now currently what? 4:11?
Yeah.
So this is kind of very fresh too, so.
Yeah, no, it's very, very, this is happening. This is happening right now.
Right.
So
like I came here.
So, which probably is deserving of an episode all of itself. I'll break down the full extent of this either like, you know, medical marijuana induced daydream, or actually the voice of God caused me to declare publicly on Twitter that I thought God wants me to marry a person. Not just any person, somewhat famous person, I mean more famous than me certainly, and has lots of famous friends person, who if she wanted to put me on blast as being a super creepy dude, could very easily shut me down, like, in every conceivable way. Like, the current climate is such that if I was anything but absolutely, like, 100% sincere, then I have committed the sort of social suicide that, like, you read about. Right. So I just want to put that all out there, just so there's no question of like, do you know what you were doing? Like, I absolutely knew what I was doing, and it took like all the guts that a person can have to even do it. So I did.
So what was like kind of the evidence that you
basically I first heard of this person. And furthermore, like, this was not someone that I was really aware of, like, somewhat on my radar. I think I had heard her in a previous podcast that I had listened to, but nothing, like, it wasn't a memorable thing. Like, it was, like, not to say that you didn't have something good to say, it's just I listen to a lot of podcasts.
This is true. No, you really do. You tell me about a new one probably about every time we hang out.
That's true.
That's
the point where I call it out myself at this point, where I'm like,
yeah,
like, so I was listening to a podcast, surprise, surprise. I heard her on this podcast, and I liked a lot of the things that she had to say about various, like, questions that he was asking her. Even, like, when... And a lot of times when the question was asked, I immediately thought of my answer for it. And she launched into something different and then, like, added the thing that I would have said, like, at the end of it. And I was like, oh, cool, you covered that, too. Awesome. Like... I'm glad. Like, I don't have to write a tweet about this. Like, hey, I think this, like, is also some great advice. It was actually specifically about the question was about trying to find a church that fits you theologically or stylistically. Mm-hmm. So I go to a Methodist church right now here in downtown Sandy Hook because their theology really gelled with me, and that's why I started going to Nazarene Bible College back in December. Yeah, so the reason I started going there was, like, not because...
Ooh, no! The microphone almost fell! Jeez. Here, let me... You mind just holding this real quick?
It's the attack of Satan!
He's putting an end to this podcast! Or it's God. It's God telling us to not record this podcast.
It probably just needs to go in a little bit more. A little deeper. Try to guess.
Yeah, 1 second. Yes. You are correct.
Okay. Here, I'll hold this. Yeah, I'll hold that part.
Actually, pull that out.
Pull what out? Oh, this one? Okay. I feel like I have a captive audience now. If this part even makes it. Which I doubt it will.
Declaring that it's either the work of the devil or God.
Or God.
Putting a stop
right.
to it, you know. I think that might stay.
Okay. Alright. Nope. Yep, there
because
you go.
Because I think that's both stereotypes of, like, weird Christians who tell them that God tells them things.
Yeah.
Did I cover them all? Is there a spirit I'm forgetting?
I don't know.
Mammon?
I'd like to know where my... Where's my beer? Oh.
Sick. I think you would... Is that your...
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Is it mine?
Yeah, I think
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Motherfucker. That's why.
What is it? What's going on?
When I pulled this thing forward, it...
Can you use that upside down? As in, like, take that... If you take this off, is there a spot that can go into here? No, just not. Okay. Never mind.
Think we're back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon the brief intermission for technical reasons.
I didn't secure the mic stand very well, and it fell. And then I had to... yeah. Riveting radio, I know. Okay. So... What questions do you have for me, Steven?
So, you had kind of already told me kind of the reasoning behind
mm-hmm.
the origin of this thought.
Right, the... Okay, so, yes. My bad. We were talking about...
Someone on the podcast was talking about...
Yeah, right. All right, so... We were talking about an answer I would have given to a question about whether or not to stay at a church that doesn't fit you stylistically, but theologically squares, or vice versa. And so I started attending this Methodist church. It is... filled with really old people. I sing on the choir, by which I mean, like, I have a cubby and a bunch of hymnals with, you know, with my name on it. I don't actually sing on Sundays. The median age there is like 65. But it's a great community, wonderful people. I love them a lot. But yeah, I
feel much more comfortable in a place that fits me theologically, you know. And I would even go on to say, but if you want to, like, stay and change things up, then do that. But her answer was way better and more articulate. Anyways. So, I was like, this person's cool. So, I wrote an email. You know, I wrote her an email, and like, hey, this is what I do with this podcast. Would you like to come on it? Really, frankly, never expecting to hear anything back. I try and get a hold of, like, all sorts of people, even people, like, I kind of know, and just never hear back from anybody. Maybe I got caught in spam filters, maybe, like, read and forgot. Like, I'm not throwing shade at anybody. I understand, but, you know, I sort of thought, frankly, you know, if I don't hear back from this person, I think I'm just gonna not do this anymore. Yeah, I'm about to go, like, very likely spend a year interning with Mission Year in Philadelphia, like, inner city volunteer work, social justice work. I'm doing, you know, school right now, you know, like, I don't have time to try and do a podcast that I can't seem to get anybody excited about. And that's fine, you know. I've had plenty of ideas blow up in my face and not like, they don't go anywhere. It's fine. It's really fine. There's other cool things I get to go do, right? But now she got back to me, and so I was like, yeah, I'd love to do the podcast. I'm like, cool. So I start doing some, like, research on this person. She, you know, she has a podcast out called Sonderlust about her very, like, it's a pretty public search for just trying to find happiness and, like either implicitly or explicitly in that, like, a search for a spouse. I think that's, I don't think I'm in any way out of line in thinking that that's part of the purpose of the, like, or part of the purpose behind why you're doing the show is, like, you know, it's my search for, like, specifically, like, I want to get married and start a family.
She said that verbatim.
Or said that that's a thing that she's wanted to do, right? So it's not, I'm not basing this off of, like, you know, wild wishing and assuming anything. I tried the whole, like, love conquers all shtick and, like, no, but if you really see we're meant to be together, then you will understand. I tried all that stuff, and, like, it got me a lot of heartache and, like, disappointment. And so, like, I honestly, like, it's up until today, I didn't really have a whole lot invested in this, but it became such, like, either as we said before, my brain has concocted an elaborate way for me to clean up my room a little bit, or God actually spoke to me and told me this insane thing, that you should marry this person that you've literally never met, never spoken to in person, and only, like, talked to off and on, like, and
you
or said, like,
you felt pretty certain about that.
Yeah, that's like, I,
like, how certain do you feel?
As certain as a human being could possibly feel about a thing, while also having a reasonable sense of doubt that I could be full of shit.
Okay, so...
Right, so at the end of the day, like, I am willing and upfront, like, saying, I don't... I don't, like... I don't care one way or the other. It's not like,
Or it's kind of like, damn it, I know this is crazy, but this makes just enough sense for me to do it.
Exactly, right? Like, if I couldn't figure out a way, like, to on paper, like, cover every angle of why I think it's a terrible idea that I shouldn't do, I ran through that scenario in my brain. Like, well, you know, because that was... So, I very publicly said over Twitter, my two Twitter accounts, one where I'm an angry atheist social justice warrior that's also an all-seeing evil eye. I think the tweet that I pinned is... stop fucking sexually assaulting people. Just go jerk off in your room and stop ruining society.
I may have forgotten about that one.
So there's that. And then my other, where I am my far more, like, calm, mystical self with my podcast. Yeah, so... My other favorite one that I tweeted was just waiting for somebody to dump Trump's wig into my volcano so this can all be over.
Okay, definitely a pretty clever one for sure.
Thank you for saying that. I wasn't fishing for it. I think I'm hilarious. I don't know if anyone else does. So yeah, that I so I tweeted from both, like, hey, I'm pretty sure I'm full of shit, but also legitimately, like, this could be real. It sounds insane. Like, the amount of things that lined up, both, like, incidentally and, like, whatever, for this to happen, like, the plot of Harry Potter 4 is more credulous. Like, it's ridiculous. It's stupid.
I mean, I did not expect to come here today and this were to be the case when I walked into your house.
No. Steve and I hang out, like, what, all...
once or twice a week.
Is this in any way in line with any of my normal behavior in any way?
I'm definitely thrown off by this. But I even was just like, I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah, no, you told me to, and I think I told you that, like, I've committed social suicide here. Like, if I'm wrong, like, this is disastrous. And so I said, I think God told me to marry you. I will legitimately get you a way to contact my mom at her work. Like, ask for Helga. No, ask her about me.
I didn't ask you this, but does she know?
I texted her that she might be getting a phone call from someone asking about me. If they want to get my number, feel free to give it to them.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't want to, like, put her in any sort of mindset either way about anything. Right, I didn't want her to, like, be like, oh God, like, he's trying to marry this person, like, what do I do? Because that, like, I've known my mom for more than 5 minutes. She would panic and freak out. So no.
I feel as any mother rightfully would, though.
Right, because what I just did was insane.
Like, hey, mom, just heads up. I told some girl that God said I should marry her.
Yeah, so you know.
She may be getting in contact with
Jesus. You may be hearing something about this at some point.
Maybe today.
I'm sane. I'm a sane person. This is what sane people do. Sane people do these things. So. I, yeah. And now I wait. The last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to record this podcast. I'm going to save it into the Dropbox. I'll send her the link to it. And then either way, this will be the next episode of Post Traumatic Church Disorder.
All right.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening.
I think this was kind of a healthy thing for you to do in light of it all.
I think I'm just going to put the whole file in there raw. I mean, I'll cut out like the giant chunks of silence, but I think I'm going to just do that.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Any other questions you have for me, Steve?
I don't really have any questions per se.
I mean,
I just think that as much as this is a risk, what you're doing, mm-hmm. I think that overall things could be worse and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, you know, that's true. It's like, oh no, like my, you know, my public persona with which I do a podcast that no one listens to, and a comedy account that no one finds funny. It'll be over. Oh no. Right? Like, and
I also don't think that your worst case scenario, which in turn would be,
and like
you being socially ruined, I don't think that's going to happen.
You know, I'm interviewing for a thing tomorrow where I'm going to go and like just do inner city work in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right? Like I can disappear off the I can just do that. Like I can do that, like, and then like a lot of people get hired right out of there. Right, so like, I don't ever have to pick up. Like, realistically, I don't have to pick up a phone ever again. Right, like, you know, I could get like one of those flip phones. I could walk away from all of it.
You could. I think that would be. That might be something we could explore in another episode. But
well, yeah, I mean, but just the, but that's sort of, I'm. It is an all or all thing. It's either like I get a really cool life that I've always dreamed of, or I get a really cool life that I've always dreamed of.
Yeah, so it was a well thought out meltdown.
Yep. I think it's gonna be I think I'm just going to call it a well-thought-out meltdown. Or an elaborate trick to get me to clean my room.
You know what else would be dope right now?
What's that?
Some pizza.
Dude, let's go get pizza.
Yeah.